Thank you for tuning in to Rochester Speaks. I'm Marie G. I'm here with Ron Voller, who is a board advisor for the Paper Fig Foundation. Ron, how are you today?
I'm great, Rachel. How are you?
I am great. Thank you. We are here today to talk about the 560-mile bike ride to raise funds for the Paper Fig Foundation. It's going across like all of New York, September 1st through the 13th, correct?
That is correct.
So first, I would like to talk about what the Paper Fig Foundation is. What do you guys do?
The Paper Fig Foundation is a small foundation involved in women's empowerment in East Africa. We use fashion and the arts. We teach sewing skills to young women in a little town called Kasese, Uganda, and to help them find ways to earn the skills and learn the skills that they need to make their way. Pay for their education, in the case of young women with children, to help them make a living for their families, send their kids to schools, and better their lives.
Wow, yeah, it sounds like you guys do a lot.
Yeah, we actually have a health center involved with the community as well. A healthy community is a more vibrant community, so we got involved with that as well. We've helped thousands of people with life-saving vaccinations, and we do a lot of outreach there for young women and young men as well, and the entire community. And the whole thing is operated in and out of Kasese and Kampala, the main city in Uganda.
How did you first get involved with the Paper Fig Foundation?
I was there kind of on the ground floor of the organization. The woman who founded the organization, Lori DeJong, is a friend and longtime friend and colleague in the production industry. And her firm, LDJ Productions, is involved heavily with New York Fashion Week. And that's why she had the idea. She's always been heavily involved in mentorship and outreach programs. And through one way or another, she found herself working with folks in that region, the Lake Victoria region of Africa, and got the idea to start this foundation. I happened to be there when she was more or less putting the idea together, and I just I went out on some of the early expeditions out there just to see who was out there and what the world was like, and it completely blew my mind. It was an eye-opening experience, meeting people in that part of the world, finding out what they're about, what their daily lives are like, and it was just a transformative experience, and I've been involved with it ever since.
Now, I see some stats here. 10,000 plus people treated at the Paper Fig Foundation Health Center, 400 graduates for sewing school, and more. Is this what really got you to believe in their mission, seeing this in person?
Yeah, believe. I guess I believed in the heart behind it. As I said, I've known the founder for a long time, and I know that she's somebody that doesn't quit. And so I always believed that it was capable. It's kind of the little foundation that could, and we were there watching the health center come up, being built brick by brick. It has been very satisfying to see not just that we have treated so many people at the health center, but how many fewer people we have to serve now, because the community is so much healthier. And that's a real testament to the success of the organization.
Yeah, that's a really great point.
Yeah, and the graduates, that thing just keeps getting better and better. We now have an alumni group associated with the SOW School. We have master's classes and fellowships. It's really developing into quite a program. And the ultimate goal, of course, will be to link that for those who are interested with the big city, Kampala, on the other end of the country. And it's going really, really well. Everybody, the community itself has learned to trust us. I think a lot of NGOs go into that region without necessarily understanding what they're getting into and pull back. And so it takes a long time to earn the trust of the community, make them believe that you're not just there for a minute, you're there for the long run. And so it's been really gratifying, really, and I think really gratifying for everyone who's been touched by it.
I was going to say, it sounds very gratifying, and it sounds like you guys are just growing every year, which is so important for what you do.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, and growing even in the midst of a pandemic.
Yes.
One of the real grounding forces has been the team on the ground in Kasese. We have a really great area supervisor, and her team really does great work. You know, we really like the notion that, and I personally, I really like the notion that, and adhere to the notion that, you know, the more we educate women, the better off society is. The more we get women into positions of leadership, the better things go for everyone. And in this particular region of the world and others like it, you know, people are they don't have the same kinds of advantages, and that is putting it mildly, as a lot of us have here. And so, you know, just being able to get them a little traction, a little momentum has been, you know, very rewarding and very useful to them. You can just see it in the way they, you know, just the way they take the ball and run with it. It's just great.
I could not agree more. Now, the 560-mile bike ride, that's a lot of miles right there, and it's being held in New York. You guys help people half a world away. Why host the 560-mile bike ride in New York?
Well, the headquarters for the Paper Fig is in New York, and I guess I'm kind of a kamikaze where my physical fitness is concerned. I am not too extreme, but I just look for new ways to challenge myself. And if I can do that and help raise funds for the organization, then I'm all for it. I head the subcommittee for fundraising. You know, at the turn of the year, I was all set to run half marathons and marathons. And suddenly I saw the Empire State Trail, this long bike trail that runs through New York, was opened. And I thought, well, what about this? This seems like a really interesting, really neat, different way to create awareness and raise funds for the organization. So I ran with it. I introduced the idea to the bigger team, which is an assemblage of board members and people interested in the FIG. And that's my pet name for the Paper FIG Foundation, the FIG. And they loved it. And they're it's such a great team of organizers and technicians and engineers and artists. They've just really done a great job creating the website, the details, you know, and just getting the ball really rolling. There's no way I could have done it alone.
This is absolutely a very creative way to raise money for an important foundation. I mean, the Empire State Trail goes from Newcastle to Rochester, even to Lockport, actually. That is just awesome in itself. What are some of the like beautiful and fun moments that you look forward to along the Empire State Trail?
I think most of the trail, it looks like most of the trail runs along old abandoned railways and through the countryside. So I'm really looking forward to the trail actually starts in Battery Park in Manhattan and rides through the western portion all the way up the island and into the Bronx and up into Newcastle and all the way to Albany. And there it splits. You can go take the northern route, or you can turn left at Albany and ride along the Erie Canal. That sounds lovely. The trail actually at Tonawanda, I think, turns south and goes to Buffalo. But I intend to turn slightly to the north and end up in Niagara Falls. I'm certainly looking forward to that. Just really looking forward to seeing so much of New York that I haven't ever really got to see. I've been up and down the northern quarter along the Hudson, and I've spent time in Syracuse and Buffalo, but it's always been more direct. So just being able to be on the bike, you know, rather than in a car or a train car, where I can really see what's going on and really, you know, sort of be out in broader New York, in places that I've never been before. I'm really looking forward to the people that I'll meet along the way, riding with a lot of the folks who are interested in taking part in the venture with me. You know, just making it really a way of connecting people to the idea and just connecting with people.
Absolutely.
From different walks of life.
Yeah, this kind of reminds me of that scene in Forrest Gump when Forrest Gump is running and people just join him, except you guys are doing this for a really good cause, the Paper Fig Foundation.
Yeah, it has a little bit, and I feel a little Forrest Gump sometimes. especially on this one. This is definitely, in terms of, you know, the physical output will definitely be the biggest test I've ever undertaken. I've run the marathon distances several times, but this will be like running several marathons. So
this is like your Mount Everest.
This is a little bit, like my Everest. I would never climb Mount Everest, but this is as close as I'll ever get to it.
Anyone listening right now wanted to get involved, sign up for the bike ride, how would they go about that?
Yeah, so you'd go to paperfig.org/paperfig560, paperfig.org/paperfig560, or get involved, either one, /get involved. We'll take you to the broader page where you can see different ways that you can get involved with the organization. People can sign up to ride segments of the ride with me. Nobody has yet dared to ride the entire 560 miles with me. You can donate if you want to, if you don't have time for the ride. And, you know, it's starting September 1st and ending September 13th. I know that's getting into the Labor Day weekend and people have kids going to school, et cetera. So if you really like what the organization is doing, we are doing solid work there and we are growing every year, as you said. And you just want to make a donation on behalf of Women's Empowerment, you can do that there as well. And, of course, you can sign up for the ride. We'll be keeping track. My team will be keeping track of me along the way. I'll start every morning, 7:30 or 8 o'clock. And if you're located along the route and you'd like to ride 10 or 15 miles or 30 miles, if you're feeling up to it, feel free to come out. Let us know where you're going to be and when, and I'll text you along the way and we'll see you on the route.
That is really cool. This is going to be a really special event.
Thank you. Yeah, we're really loving the connections we've made and the outreach and people have been really responding to the thing well. We're also, I should point out, we're going to have an event on the 25th. We spend time during the summer in the city, in New York City. If you're going to be around on the 25th, come out and see us at 6:30. We'll be at Niket's on 2nd Avenue, and people can go to the Garden Crawl Instagram post, the Garden Crawl, and that's spelled K-R-A-L-L, the Garden Crawl, for details on how to link up on that. We'll have live jazz band, the Jeff Burke Trio. Jeff Burke is Harry Connick Jr.'s saxophone player. We'll have bespoke, tailored pieces from the Kasese Sew School on hand for people to purchase. There'll be caftans and backpacks and purses and things like that for people to purchase if they like. We'll have original artwork by a photographer and friend and Paper Fig board member David McIntyre. It's going to be a really fun event. It'll be 6:30 to 10:30 at Madame Miquette's in New York City. So look out for that as well. If you're around and you want to come out and join us, feel free.
Is that kind of like your kickoff celebration?
Yeah, it's kind of the last hurrah before I hit the road.
There you go. That sounds really fun. Is there anything else that you would like to add today?
I think, I'd just like to say that this organization is near and dear to my heart. Anybody who's interested, really feel free to contact us. If you have any questions regarding the event, the team is ready, willing, and able to help and assist with any interests you might have, bike rentals, bike shops along the way, et cetera. So, feel free to reach out to us and support the FIG.
And one more time, how do they reach out to you?
Thepaperfig.org/paperfig560 is the link. and just click. You can, the pages, you can access the page. It has the route details and a Ride with Ron section where you can sign up and register to ride.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Ron, for your time today. I love learning all about the Paper Fig Foundation and the upcoming 560-mile bike ride going down from September 1st to September 13th.
Thank you, Rachel. It's been such a pleasure. Thank you.